Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
All right, Maz.
Hey.
What's on the telly?
There's loads on this week. So I'll start with, there's a movie on tonight on Sky Atlantic at 9 o'clock. It's called The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. Mm. And Oprah plays the lead in it. She plays Henrietta Lacks. So it's based on it's a true story, and it's based on a best-selling book in 2010. But basically, this woman, Henrietta Lacks, had cervical cancer in the 50s in America. And when they took a biopsy, they used the cells to create never-ending cell line. So her cells are still used today for cervical cancer research. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Wow.
I feel like a scientist after that.
Well done. You were prepping that all morning.
I was.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah. Really, really, really interesting.
Obviously,
so that's on Sky Atlantic.
Resonates a lot with us here in Ireland, considering what's happened with cervical cancer over the last few years, and indeed few days as well. Sad news. About that as well. So definitely fairly relevant. So Sky Atlantic, time?
Sky Atlantic tonight at 9 o'clock.
Excellent. We'll tune into that one. Yeah.
Also this week, I know we talked about Gordon Ramsay being on Graham Norton last week on Friday. His new TV show is starting this week. It's starting on Wednesday. So it's called Gordon Ramsay's Bank Balance. It's on Wednesday at 9 o'clock on BBC One. So there's 6 episodes. It'll be on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week, all at 9 o'clock on BBC.
This isn't a cooking show, is it?
No, it's a game show. So you'll have people come on in pairs, and they answer questions. And for every question, they get gold bars. And they have to balance the gold bars on this board that's a little bit wobbly. And, you know, if they answer loads of questions and they've loads of money, there's more chance of the board flipping over and the money getting lost.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it'll be something different. Do you know what it's like? The Wall. Did you ever watch The Wall with Danny Dyer? We love it. We even have the game, the board game. But it's that kind of, this is not generally what Gordon Ramsay does. So it's kind of what intrigues me into watching it, you know, to see him as a game show host.
As long as he can fire his usual amount of abuse at the people involved, I think it'll be worth watching.
What time did you say it was on? 6 o'clock?
That's on 9 o'clock.
Oh, 9 o'clock. Okay, maybe he will then. Yeah. Maybe he will.
Might be dropping a few bombs in there.
Well, especially if, apparently the jackpot can go to 100 grand. So if contestants have 100 grand of gold bars sitting on this board and it falls, how is he not going to curse?
Yeah, he definitely will.
Especially if it lands on his
foot. If you were watching it at home. Yeah. Then on Netflix, Pele, the documentary, is coming on the 23rd. That's tomorrow.
Brilliant.
So it's all about his life, the 12 years in which he won the 3 World Cup titles and all that crack. He's a very interesting man.
Bore you guys with the story of the time I met Pele.
No, unbelievably.
I don't think so.
This is a story I possibly have never heard.
How could you never have heard my Pele story?
Wow.
Maybe I blocked it out. You told it so many times.
My mate Dan works in TV.
It might be really boring.
Yeah. He works in TV and he was working on, was it called The Soccer Show? It was anyway, he was working on the soccer program. And
is it my soccer program?
Not your, no. Okay. What was yours called? The Offside Show? No, this is The Soccer Show, I think, on RTÉ.
Anyway, season.
Anyway, so he was interviewing Pele and he just said to me, here, do you want to just come down and hold pieces of paper and look like you're part of the crew, and then just you can meet Pele.
Hold pieces of Pele.
No, just pieces of paper. So I stood there with sheets and a bag, and then I got to meet Pele. I got a picture with him, and I actually found the picture recently in my parents' house of me and Pele. So now that the documentary's coming out, I can put it on social media to garner likes and become even
relevant.
More popular.
That's what life is all about.
That's what it's all about, Maria.
So that's up on Netflix on Tuesday. And then my last thing then is big week for Disney Plus. They have a new hub called Star. So, you know, the way you have your channels like Marvel and Pixar and Discovery Channel and all that on.
Yeah, when
on
you log
Disney
in,
Plus.
You have them across the top and you can choose what kind of category of programming you want.
So there'll be a new one and it'll be called Star. It's going to have 75 new series. both new and old. So I'll go to the old ones because this is the one that I'm most excited for.
Go on.
Desperate Housewives.
Wow.
You're going to be able to watch all of Desperate Housewives on this new channel on Disney Plus called Star. I'm really excited about that because it kind of came out when we couldn't binge.
Yeah, you had to
wait. You know, like you had to go week to week. So I want to binge it now. Obsessed. And then they also have these new parental controls that they're releasing. So in our house, when Rian has his own little tablet and he has Disney Plus on his tablet, but he has his own profile. But he knows how to get out of his profile because it's a child's profile and get into mine. And what he searches for is the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episodes.
Brilliant.
You know, when
he's three.
In it, he shouldn't be watching. He's three. So he knows how to do that. I have to keep, you know, like kicking him out of it and putting him back into his own profile. And then he kicks off and everything. But they're bringing in controls where you can lock down profiles.
Excellent.
So I'd be able to lock my profile so he can't get in to watch the horror
episodes.
So yeah, they're bringing that in as well. But this new Star will have Grey's Anatomy and Ugly Betty and Buffy the Vampire Slayer and The X-Files. That's another one that I'm really excited to watch, to binge. Because again, you just would randomly catch it on telly.
Yeah, and to celebrate that later on, we're giving away a 10.5-inch iPad Air 256GB and an Apple Pencil 2nd generation. So it's an amazing price. Thanks to Star and Disney+. Plus. Yeah. Maria, before you go, Jim in Killarney says, Maria, my wife picked a movie on Saturday night. As it started, the opening credits listed the actor starring Jet Jurgensmeyer, Brittany Underwood, Shanika Knowles, Caitlin Tarver, Reagan Pasternak, and Ariane Zucker. I knew this was an hour and a half of my life I would never get back. I was right, of course. The movie Stranger Outside, says Jim and Killarney. So I don't think he's recommending that one.
No, well, we did watch I Care a lot on Amazon Prime over the weekend. Remember I talked about it on Friday?
Remind us again, just for anyone who didn't hear.
So it's Peter Dinklage is in it and Rosamund Pike, and she is this legal guardian that takes on elderly clients and then takes all of their money and everything. She puts them into a home.
Yeah.
And she takes all of their money and spends it. And, you know, they're just in the home. They have no need for their money or whatever. And she fights the family on rights to the will. But then she comes across a woman that she shouldn't have crossed, who has connections with, you know, really dangerous gangsters and all that. It's really, really good. It's definitely watch it if you didn't over the weekend.
I Care a Lot.
I Care a Lot on Amazon Prime, yeah.
Excellent. Maria, as always, thank you very much for joining us and filling us in on the televisual stuff.
Thank you.
See you later.
See you, Maz.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.